Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's wrestling news, Sasha Banks breaks her silence on the WWE release news.
AEW Dynamite drops to its lowest rating in 2022.
Is Randy Orton out until 2023?
And a cult TNA stable returns to Impact Wrestling. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Phil Chambers.
And that's Andy Murray. And this is the news. Yeah, I forgot to do a crocodile thing, so I just...
It's all good. We can welcome Andy back.
Searched Andy Murray on the internet. Surprisingly difficult to find images of this guy.
It's rather. So, Sasha Banks. There was some news yesterday.
What's that? I must have missed this.
From Rise Gary of Wrestling Inc. In case you missed it, I don't know how you did. Rise Gary of Wrestling Inc. reported that Sasha Banks has been released from WWE, but then no one else could confirm or deny.
Yeah, Sean Rossap was doing his digging, but...
Sean Rossap was trying, Dave Meltzer was trying, no one could confirm nor deny, and neither WWE nor Sasha Banks said anything about the situation until now. Because Sasha Banks put up a thing on her Instagram story and it was just like a black page with white writing on it.
Edgy.
And it says, see now this is why I stay off Twitter, ... Just making stuff up weekly for no reason.
Ooh.
Sasha Banks breaking her silence on the WWE situation.
Cool.
So I assume that means she's still with WWE.
And maybe at time of writing.
Maybe.
All I got from everything Raj said and Meltzer said and Sean Ross Sapp said and what have you is if it's not official, it's trending in that direction,
yes,
basically.
And that Sasha Banks' lawyers were working on the situation to try and get her release.
Sorry to everyone that we didn't put a question mark in our news yesterday.
Yes.
Come on.
Not bad.
Come on. But yeah, I still think she's going, like
I
you say.
Think she's going. Her contract's up at some point this year as well.
Yes.
Anyway, but they also might have frozen her contract when she's not been on TV for so long, because they do seem to like to do that to spite people.
Yeah, one way or another, I sense by 2023, which we'll be talking about a couple of times in this video,
yep,
she will be All Elite.
Yes, absolutely.
I just think this is the first thing that's ever happened to her where WWE mistreated her.
Yeah.
This is very much the straw that broke the camel's back. It's like, you know, we had the stuff at WrestleMania 35, and then you bring her back, and then a bit of a title run and a really, you know, amazing WrestleMania main event with Bianca Belair.
Yeah.
And then they go...
And that was her last singles pay-per-view match.
Was it?
The Bianca Belair match.
Bloody hell.
Because everything else after that, she went into the tag team things with Naomi, and then they weren't focusing on the women's tag team division at all whatsoever.
Like, I get it. Sometimes when people lose a championship, they have to drop down the card,
yeah,
and you
of course
do different stuff with them.
Yeah.
But you do stuff with them, and you don't just go... just chuck away one of the best matches of Ronda Rousey's first rookie run.
Yeah.
Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. You don't take Austin losing at Mania and then just put him in a tag team with Crash Holly. No offense to Naomi. I'm not saying Naomi's Crash Holly, but you know what I mean. Put him in a tag team with Crash Holly, give him the titles, and then forget about them.
Yeah, exactly. You don't put him in a tag team with The Rock and then say, yeah, but the tag titles don't matter. So you can lose to Trips and The Undertaker at the next pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's preposterous. Look, I'm just echoing everything we've said over the last sort of 24 hours now. She is one of the biggest stars in WWE,
yes,
period.
Yes, y'all.
Not male, not... She's one of the biggest stars in wrestling, I should say, not even WWE.
And one of the best wrestlers in the world right now.
The only thing I can hope, if there is any tiny slither of a chance she stays with WWE, is this, and I say this every time something happens and it never changes, whether it be storyline-wise or personnel-wise, is this opens WWE's eyes at what they've got and what they could potentially lose. We said this on the roundtable podcast that me and the Dudleys did yesterday. It's not even just about what AEW could gain potentially from signing her, because maybe she won't go AEW. Maybe she'll go Hollywood. Maybe she'll go to Japan.
Japan, you know.
I'm sure she wants to do stuff over there, but it's about what WWE would lose.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's a massive star, a fantastic wrestler, a great personality. I have no idea how they've let her get to this situation.
And
not a clue.
No, no, look, she will announce her release around 5:30 UK time tonight. And we'll all be like, oh, bollocks, time for another pissed pub news from me and Adam Cleary or something. Anyway, talking about AEW Dynamite.
Hey.
It hit its lowest rating in 2022 last night. Major drop for them. So last week, just to give you the figures, 939,000 overall viewers, a demo rating of 0.34. This week, where they did big Forbidden Door stuff, I thought they had an excellent show, as did Simon Miller on Ups and Downs, check that out, of course. Did really well.
Yeah,
didn't help the numbers. 761,000 and a rating of 0.28.
What?
The lowest numbers of the year for AEW Dynamite in those metrics. Like an 18% drop or something like that, I read somewhere. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, well, there's an obvious reason for that. It's the basketball. The NBA Finals. That apparently wasn't affecting the viewership. It wasn't on. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors, I think. I mean, they're not on
American
teams,
sports.
Are they? What's your team?
Yeah, the Bulls.
Bulls, of course, obviously. From Jordan, yeah. So you, it's not that. Go Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks for me. I met some Americans and they gave me a Milwaukee Bucks cap.
I mean, that's a good enough excuse.
And then they won. And then they won the NBA Finals the next year. So I was like, cool, it's a win. But apparently it was the Stanley Cup, which I believe is ice hockey.
Yes.
It was the Stanley Cup Finals broadcast on ABC.
Who's your ice hockey team?
Sheffield Steelers.
Nice. New York Rangers, just because of... Is it the New York Rangers? Yeah, the Rangers. Just because I saw them play it.
I'd love to see
them. They lost, but I still support it.
Yeah, they were on the ABC network, the Stanley Cup Finals, and apparently just decimated everything. But even so, second number two, I think it was, on the demos and what have you. So maybe less concerning than the actual figures demonstrate, but still, that's disappointing.
It is a huge drop, especially on a show that was so hyped up and so promoted as this one. Like, obviously, they had the hair versus hair stuff, they had the ladder match, they had the 20-on-1 thing, they've got all the Forbidden Door stuff going on. Like, there was a lot hyped on this show, and obviously it didn't help hugely.
Look what happens when you don't have MJF on your show.
This is true. This is the one constant that's been in this drop. He's not there. Get him back.
Probably doesn't help the Punk's off as well.
And
Danielson.
And Cole's injured. All these other people.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do? It's definitely MJF.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving back over to WWE for a minute. Randy Orton, obviously off TV, written off the storyline after he got attacked from that episode of SmackDown.
Damn you, Bloodline.
Well, Fightful Select are reporting that Randy Orton may well miss the rest of 2022 and not be back till 2023. So he's had some long-standing back issues, apparently. And he had a bit of work done on it before that SmackDown match. And then they did the beatdown to sort of write him off TV and give him a bit of resting time. But apparently it's not going hugely well and he might have to have surgery on it because it's gotten a little bit worse since then. So if the surgery happens, that will completely write him off for the rest of the year and Randy Orton will not be back on TV until 2023. WWE Creative are already taking this sort of into consideration and they're not putting him into any creative plans, reportedly, according to Fightful Select. So it seems like they're sort of imagining a world without Randy Orton for a while, at least, where considering how factored into the plans he most definitely was with the whole Bloodline versus the RK-Bro storyline and the sort of seemingly headed to a match at SummerSlam between him and Randy Orton, Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
So, big changes there because of Randy Orton. Hope, obviously, he gets better soon and comes back as good as ever. But yeah, could be out for the rest of the year.
Awful news, this. Like you say, I think everyone assumed that it was going to be, you know, Reigns versus Orton at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
The Riddle match, which obviously goes down on SmackDown tonight for the World Championship, may even lead into that. Dreadful. I'll be honest, when Riddle was like, oh, his back's buggered and what have you, I thought, yeah, cool, good storyline, see you in July, basically.
Yeah.
But no, that is apparently the case. I should also say, when Phil was talking about the back injury, I wasn't chuckling about that. I was chuckling because by my calculation, that means 28, we're going to get, I hear voices in my head. 29, y'all want to go big? 30, well, the Wrestling One and Wrestle Royal Family on the Royal Rumble. It's bloody stacked for contenders this year, or next year, I should say. But yeah, bad news this, because this is one of my favourite eras of Orton ever.
Yeah, 100%. It's like this and going back to like original sort of legend killer stuff.
Yeah.
Probably my only, well, I say my only two times I've actually liked Randy Orton.
That and the feud with John Cena. More of that, please.
But the recent stuff has been absolutely fantastic. He's elevated everyone within this kind of feud. The Usos, as well as Matt Riddle, obviously. Now he's put in a world, undisputed WWE Universal World Championship position. So everyone's been elevated through this, and everyone's enjoyed it, and it's been a fantastic, like, huge part of WWE storytelling for a while now, and it's a shame for it to sort of end like this.
Not a good week for WWE for a variety of reasons.
Yes, but the other reasons are very much of their own making.
Yes, the injury bug is striking just everywhere at the moment, isn't it?
Yes.
Get well soon, Randy. Get well soon, everyone, but particularly Big E, because we love him.
Yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, let's move on to today's final news story. And a return of a cult TNA stable to Impact Wrestling. They're on the road, of course, to Slammiversary. And on last night's edition of Impact Wrestling, there was the return of Aces and Eights, that brilliantly weird stable that Bully Ray eventually was revealed as leader. Spoilers, by the way.
I know,
like,
right?
10 years
old. You were
going
to go back and watch it.
Yeah, they were reunited last night by members Wes Briscoe and Garrett Bischoff. And D'Lo Brown eventually sort of sided with them as a big fight, and all the baby faces stood tall.
You're looking at the real deal now.
They teamed up basically against Honor No More. I used to love Aces and Eights. Didn't Tito Ortiz used to be in there as well?
I think so, yeah. I will not lie, Aces and Eights completely passed me by. I was not watching Impact at that time. I was thoroughly on board with other things.
Yes, I'll admit, it's subsequent viewing that. Yeah. Actually, I'll credit where it's due. Wrestling with Regret. Brian Zane did a great video about
really
them.
Video
that got
about
me. I was like, oh, cool. They've stolen everything from Sons of Anarchy. But yeah, I do like subsequently going back and watching Taz at the wedding going, is it Harden here or is it me? And he's got the Aces and Eights waistcoat on. Oh, you stylish bastard, you. But yeah, great to see you back. Obviously, what, 20 years of Impact Wrestling?
Yeah.
Nice way to celebrate it. Slammiversary coming up too. Yeah, let us know your memories of Aces and Eights in the comment section below. But yeah, classic stable being brought back on last night's Impact Wrestling. Go and check that out. And we'll move on to your Twitter questions. It's Friday, the wacky Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Full disclosure, I may have forgotten to send out a tweet asking for stupid questions, so I've just picked some of the best ones from my tweet from last week.
You're one Friday when Andy's not here.
I got the picture. Well,
yeah,
I don't know what more you want from me.
Enough.
First question today comes from Shannon H. Westcott, who says, all the talk of trios titles.
Okay.
What two or three wrestling talents would you want to go on a camping trip with you as you search for flat alligators? Who are you going camping with?
Who are we going camping with? I feel like Moxley would be a good
Ooh.
Camper. Or just a good crocodile wrestler. And you kind of think you need like a wild card.
Oh, yeah.
A wild card on the team.
Can I say, I had a name pop into my head there and then immediately cancelled it, right?
Okay.
Because I thought like camping. Yeah. So you got the alligator side of things as well. But what's the best thing about camping? Sitting around a campfire, obviously. I was like, Kane, boom, there's your fire. I don't want to sit around a campfire with Glenn Jacobs.
Yeah,
I got to be honest. So instead, I will go with William Regal.
Stories.
You sit round a campfire, yeah, you tell stories. We got Mox, we got Should we just take the Blackpool Combat Club?
Well, I was gonna say, like, if you're going into the woods with someone, and you're like, you need food.
Yeah.
Who else loves barbecues? Because it'd be cooking on a fire more than Baron Corbin. So put Corbin, Regal, and Moxley, and you've got yourself a campfire team.
That is. I wouldn't have called this, but I like it.
There you go.
Let us know who you'd like to see search for alligators in the comments section below. Second question today comes from Draven Claw, who says, good morning, King of the Mic. First time Nicholas saw this the other day.
God time.
I can't wait to show this to Andy when he gets back. Draven Claw writes, you and MJF are on a road trip on the most magical place on earth, Long Island, New York. What is your top 5 songs on your playlist and do you stop for bagels? # I stand with MJF. Of course you stop for bagels.
Of course.
But let's alternate. Let's pick some songs for the playlist. Okay.
In honour of Sasha Banks, let's go with her theme music.
You love singing that.
But you've got to go with the Snoop Dogg version. I'm sorry, Hamlet, but yes, yes, y'all. No, breast, y'all. Snoop Dogg and Sasha Banks are the best, y'all. Snoop Dogg puts himself first over Sasha. Her own theme tune. Himself first.
Yes.
It's incredible.
We will pick some proper songs in a minute.
Okay.
But one of the most underrated wrestling songs of the last few years, in my opinion, was King Woods' theme.
Yeah.
Like Mega Ran and people like that on it. Bloody brilliant. Bow down. That's a good song. It's catchy. I'm not sure if MJF's singing either of those, but still. Maybe he will. Maybe that's his future employer. So. But what are the songs?
I feel like you need a good sing-along song. So I'm going with either Bat Out of Hell or Bohemian Rhapsody. Like something
I'd say
knows
Bohemian Rhapsody,
all the words,
yeah.
For, so let's go Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay, and I'll pick, if it's just me and MJF in the car, Sonny and Cher, I've got you, babe.
Fair.
Okay, one more.
One more song for a road trip with MJF.
Do you know what was in my head this morning? Because I think it was on the front page of Reddit, people being like, no lie, this is an absolute banger.
Okay.
Barbie Girl, Aqua.
Fair, there it is.
Guilty pleasure? Not even a guilty pleasure, just a pleasure. But let us know your road trip MJF songs. Something about a scarf. I can't think of
any. Can't think of any songs about scarves.
Songs with scarf in the title. Well, there's wrestle culture sorted later on today. What culture wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. And the final one.
Any songs about Burberry?
Yeah, something really, because Burberry's associated more with like chavs here in the UK. I don't know if that's the case in America, but a really, put a donk on it. If you haven't listened to that, check that out. There's your homework for today. And let's move on to the final one today. It is a question, but it was more just not a nice message, but I thought we were going to cheer someone up. Travis, a creator, whose Twitter profile tells me he's in Canada, tells us, that his girlfriend is in Cornwall here in England,
okay.
Visiting family, but unfortunately she has contracted COVID. Get well soon. Everyone stay safe out there.
Indeed.
To make matters worse, Saturday is her birthday, so the party's off. But is there a gift basket service you'd recommend or any other ideas? Much thanks. I thought we could suggest the best British foods that Travis could send her to cheer her up.
No idea about a gift basket service.
No. Just Google UK gift basket service. Yeah. That's what I'd do.
If you want to build a gift basket, custard creams.
Custard creams, hobnobs.
Hobnobs.
Do they have them in America?
No idea, maybe.
Just tea.
Tea in
you
general.
Don't do tea right over there. Sorry.
As much tea as possible. Aunt Bessie's Yorkshire puddings.
Nice. Yeah, do they not have Yorkshire puds?
No, they definitely don't have Yorkshire puds in America.
Jeez.
What else? What are they doing?
Cherry Bakewells?
Ooh, they won't have them. Mr. Kipling. Do you think they have Mr. Kipling in America?
He makes exceedingly good cakes.
I can't get biscuits out of my head now.
So I'll be honest.
Bourbons, custard creams.
As much as all the British food's great, we found those chocolates with bits of crisp inside them.
Oh, yeah.
Like Reese's Pieces sort of things in America. So they're pretty good. Chocolate bar. Curly Whirly.
Curly Whirly.
I've got some Curly Whirlies in the office. If you want, I can drop by and post it through. You know, stay 6 feet. Post it through the letterbox. Curly Whirly, cup of tea, and some custard creams.
Yeah.
Drinks-wise, what culture beer? Is that still available?
Yes.
That's brilliant. Top Row Brewing did a post about us, about just about beer the other day. Awesome. Us.
Hopefully it's going to be on tap at our live show.
What? We were going to mention that, weren't we?
Which we have
well remembered.
I know, right? Which I just thought about. The tickets of which will be available at some point today.
What?
We'll be putting out a video for it, so watch out for that. There will be links in the description and everything to get your tickets for our live show at the class near the castle. It's like a 10-minute walk or something away from the Principality Stadium in Cardiff. We're doing it just before the Clash at the Castle show. So come along, say hello.
Yeah.
Have a laugh with us and drink some What Culture beer.
I didn't realise that was the gas can. Awesome. Yes, yeah. Do check that out. As Phil said, we're going to be announcing tickets for Clash near the Castle a little bit later on today. So keep an eye on the channel, on our socials, at WhatCultureWWE. You know all this, right?
And buy custard creams.
Yeah. Or will Bourbons. No? Tried that before in the office, still didn't work.
Stop it.
Thanks to everyone who tagged this for us for today's And Finally. He's not here, he's obviously over in the States. But I'm going to tweet him. Everyone should tweet him. There is a 30-foot crocodile located in a Maine lake. Now, I haven't Googled. Actually, I'll do that in a second whilst you're talking about this. How far it is between Florida and Maine. Look at the size of that boy, by the way.
That is a big, beefy boy.
So just tweet Andy Murray, get Murray to Maine. Hashtag get Murray to Maine. Hang on, how far is it? I'm going to put on Google Maps, Maine to Florida.
I also realised we didn't put any crisps in the gift basket.
Oh!
Britain has the best selection of crisps.
Yeah,
in the world.
Crisps are crap, America.
Yeah.
Chips. Pricks. sorry.
Maine is a long way away from Florida, by the way, isn't it?
Oh, there's Maine, and there's.
Yeah, it's above New York. It's
so
a
it's
long
way. All the way.
Why is an alligator
that's probably
in
like
Maine?
That's probably like a good 2-hour drive, isn't it?
Heating things.
That's like in England, if you were going for
2 hours. Yeah, that's definitely 2 hours.
2-hour drive.
Easy.
So yeah, hashtag get Murray to Maine. Send it to him at Andy H Murray. To circle back to Travis's question, I'd say nice and spicy knickknacks.
Pickled onion monster munch.
Can't go wrong. Yes, at Andy H Murray. Hashtag get Murray to Maine. Don't explain why. Just flood his feed.
That'd be nice of him.
Stick that in your bum bag, Murray. Have your nice 2-week holiday, you prick, whilst all this news is going on.
Bum bag, Murray.
I'm sure he's having a lovely time. We hope he is, anyway.
Yeah.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that. And all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. We're going to be previewing SmackDown. We're going to be previewing AEW Rampage. And there are rumours, Phil Chambers,
hello,
of the best Wrestle Culture pairing. The award-winning pairing appearing on Wrestle Culture today, so make sure you check that out. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. What Culture WWE on Twitter, as I said, keep an eye on that for the big announcement for Clash near the Castle, where you can get tickets for that as well. You can follow Phil Chambers at
Phil My Chambers, and you can follow Adam at
Adam Wilborn. You can follow him and send him hashtag get Murray to Maine at Andy H Murray. No explanation needed, no snitches. Yeah. At What Culture WWE for all of us. But for now, happy Friday. My thanks to Phil. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.